No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Mwato kiropa na mibia kembinga ni mbinga disho doshilongo. O programa weye oho eteruanushe kongereka universal checha. O programa yehuli pepo le monoli huna yekwa alukilamo mepo. Unineto ovo otomoni huna monga mwenyo. Uwewete kucha otoduruku ninanga helipi. So otwe kwa alukilamo mepo. Opo tudure okukuningilo meilikano. Opo udule kumona evatelo. Shashuju oe ouna evatelo. Onyene otoke tudengela na ekono mwala etu yongo jiune neto ovo. Tushakene kumo ujuu ino halavari. Tushakene kumo ujuu ashike. Kushi nye unakuja momo ujuomo. Onga shi oa tambulako ongo mbinga yongala mwenye oe. Oma ujuo oto shakene ke. Oma uyehamo oto shakene ke. Oma piko oto shakene ke. Keisho mbinga yongala mwenye oe. Oa pungo kujamo mwongala mwenye oe. Ndiye tomono mwongala mwenye ipe. Oto dumine kutu dengela kono mwola yetu yongoji. Onola nohe tatu. Nonola wavari. Ombali wavari. Onatu watatu. Nonano. So kandiripua manji kapa. Otulipo uona tango na bishopa. So, longi kideba kopi kwe komeva, ilo oka kende kwe komeva, osheshike hulolo programa hii, ohatuke kuningino meilikano, ohatuke ilikane no mevoe, opo, kalunga adule kulonga ikumifalonga mongaramunyoe, eveluko molutuloe, ya hanune mwini maate ipia neko ngaramunyoe.
Yes, welcome to the Stop Suffering. Tate kalunga ne muyembeke. Just like Pastor Festus was saying, we are going to be praying for you tonight. Yes, tonight. We are going to be asking God to bless your life. By faith. By faith, everything's possible. How do you say by faith, Pastor Festus?
Meitavelo.
Meitavelo. Meitavelo. Everything's possible. And remember, tate kalunga oyatate. Tate kalunga oyatate. Did I say right, Pastor?
Yes, Bishop.
Yes. God is Father. And He wants to bless your life. Perhaps you are listening to us and you are going through problems. You are going through situations in your life. And you don't know what to do. We are going to invite you to pray with us. It's as we always say here in the Stop Suffering program. Every Tuesdays and every Thursdays. 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 p.m. Prayer can move mountains. Prayer has power. And you can find the way out of your problem. That's why we bring the testimonies.
Yes, Bishop.
When we bring the testimony, like we have another testimony today, the testimony, what's her name again?
Julinta, Bishop.
Julinta. She's going to be sharing with us how her life has been transformed, how she has been blessed through faith. And these testimonies that we are bringing to you now for a couple of months, the Stop Suffering has been now,
yes,
for a couple of months, mm-hmm, since last year. And every week we have a different testimony. It proves that metavelo, by faith, their lives can change.
Yes. Bishop, watatu kucha, alushetu esha pukwe tele ehokololo mo programa hii. Pumone kucha, ongara mwenye oenu hona tango, ote idrukunu ndruka. Shashi, otushishi nane kuchapa itavelo, meitavelo. Kape na shisha nyangana kukalunga. Ongara mwenye nando ikale ishi fike peni, afitila momo ujue fike peni. Ndo mwenye mwenye tatano ukile kukalunga nga shweshi ninga peife nga ho. Kashimbo holo ikida alusho mevoe, alushe keshe fiku tulimola diyo omu, ohoya pola diyo walongi kido mevoe nalo, uli meitavelo, apanguli, opongoto mwenye nengo nota kalunga. So I'm saying, there are many people right now, they are already willing to attend this moment because they want to see the power of God. Yes, you are doing well wherever you are. There, God will change your life.
Exactly. We are challenging you. Prepare your glass of water. Have your glass of water ready. Because the moment of prayer is going to come and we're going to ask God, especially you who have problems to sleep at night. You have bad dreams. You have nightmares. That many people who don't sleep, because it's like as they are sleeping, as they try to sleep rather, they try to sleep, it's like something evil comes. It's like something evil comes to touch them. What people call husband of the night, wife of the night, or bad dreams, nightmares. And if they drink the blessed water, they will sleep well tonight.
Yes. Ongashon Bishop Atati, Openova Novo, Iokofana Ufiku. Shamashiko Aimanduda, Inimaito Kamonamo, Inima Unimonale, Inimayo Kuena, to Druku Hoko Lakue, Ilonando Hoko Lekonu, and I start Drukuninga, or over Shamanemo Mufiku, Inimate Kupondo. To manjo di my mao mambanjo di so eshi to kama meva kalungo teke kumangula emono da kalungo tati kalunga mongala mwenyewe njini maali te ikalunga mwali mongala mwenyewe so eshi wapumbra itavela.
Yeah, we are going to be praying for you, but you can include also your name. You can include your name in the prayer book. You can call now the toll free number of the Universal Church here in Namibia, anywhere you are in the country. You can call now 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free number. You don't need credit on your cell phone. You just call. The church is the one that pays for the call. All right? It's a toll-free number. Include your name. Or perhaps you have a family member. You have a family member who is suffering. You have a family member who is struggling. Mothers. Many mothers have been crying. I'm talking now to mothers. Mothers who are crying. How do you say mothers crying? So many mothers are crying. Fathers as well. Because their children, they don't listen to them. That's the testimony, the kind of testimony I'm going to listen to tonight. And I want you to pay attention now about her story, how her life changed. And I'm sure if the life of this person has changed, your life can change as well. Your name again?
My name is Bishop. My name is Jolinta.
Jolinta. Yes. Jolinta.
Yes, Bishop.
There are many people suffering out there, yes, like Bishop. You suffered before.
Yes, Bishop.
And as we always ask in the Stop Suffering program, yes, how did your suffering start?
Yes.
How did your suffering start?
So my suffering started when I went to high school. When I went to high school, that's when I got myself engaged with the wrong kind of friends at school. And they are the ones that introduced me to alcohol. Because growing up, I was just a fine child. At primary school, I was doing well. I was one of the best learners at school. But when I went to high school, that's when everything dropped because of the friends that I engaged myself with.
Okay, but let me understand better. So you were doing well as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Now went to high school, how old, more or less?
When I went to high school, I was 14.
Around 14 years old.
Yes.
And that's when your suffering start.
Yes.
When you say suffering, what was happening? Like addiction, depression, what was happening?
Okay, so what was happening was that when I went to high school, it was a new environment for me. And I wanted to experience what everyone else was experiencing as well. Because at school, I got myself engaged with this group where we were four ladies. And these four ladies introduced to me alcohol. They started to tell me about cigarettes and drugs. And this was something that I never knew at all. But I was so interested because of the way how they proposed it to me. So that's when I decided, okay, let me give it a try. And when I was grade 9.
Around the age of 14.
Yes, around the age of
14. Then you started doing what?
I started to drink.
Drink alcohol?
Yes. And then I also started to smoke, but at that time I used to smoke herbally.
Okay.
Yes, we used to smoke herbally.
And these addictions, Jolinta,
mm-hmm.
How did they affect you?
It affected me in a way that at home, I became rebellious. I never listened to my mom anymore. And plus as well, I didn't start to pay attention to my schoolwork again. It was no more a priority because I just wanted to be with my friends. Anytime that my friends would come at home and call me, I would go. Even though my mom would tell me, stay away from these friends, I would never listen to her. I was very rebellious against my mom.
Okay, so before you continue, that's why I was saying we are talking tonight, Pastor Festus, to crying mothers.
Yes, Bishop.
Because there are many mothers who are crying because just like Jolinta, the mothers, they worked hard, or maybe not only grandmothers, the grandmothers as well, fathers, they worked hard to bring up the child. They did everything to provide for the child, the school uniforms, the school fees, the books and everything. And now that the child is growing, the child doesn't listen anymore. And only through the power of God, through the power of faith, they can change. Because sometimes the mothers, they will even like try to change the child like by force.
Mm-hmm. Which I remember, the mother confessed. Then she began to pray for her daughter.
Yeah, in the case of the Jolinta, the Tessa. But before mentioning about her, let us talk to the mothers that are out there.
Yes. Kashimba peifenga hashuriopo. Ona uju uononavoe. Ovo uete kucha ovo kane injila di. Omo ito druku vavatela. Shashi peifimbueli vafika peife dula davo dripombada. Ne dula ado dokushiva uanoi. Vota atokola no okukufo uyoto umonikuwa. Kuvo ngashingo tatiku cha okwiharukeri mini mayo yo malodu okume vaita venshiviki ni mayo yo kunane emaka ya noshotu ongala munyo kwetene kombinga kunyafili nao ovo nkulu no ushishine mara ashike na ndupo pye itashiva teresha shashi eshi na shipungwa kupopya ashike ina shipungwa no hona tango kudenga oshapumbwa omeilikano okalunga ashiketa drukulundu longa la mwenye no madila drono ntima okana koe oponeo hatu kuindile opu udro kutu dengela opu utule okana koe membolo meirika loto tu dengele kono mola yetu yongo diyo nola no hetatu no nola veri vavari ombali veri vavari onatu veri vatatu no nano okalungo tani ngonjila kalungo ta drukulundu lo ntima wae ovesho hee okuita vela ashike ino karawa chila umbada unyao kucha kucha ayo kana kangeka enjila di awe oshito sheta peipenga ha oto sheta kon kalo itavelo opone okupitila me itavelo emono dakalungo adilongo. So I'm saying, Bishop, maybe they are trying to speak, they are trying to go to uncles to,
yeah,
to
they even make meetings, right?
To make meetings.
Sometimes they when the child, I believe it's very common here in Namibia,
yes, Bishop,
when the child is having a problem, the elders in the family, the uncles, the parents, they'll call for a meeting, a family meeting, trying to find a solution for that child. But many times it doesn't
goes
work.
It goes. Pamoto kenda barana kuninga in a meet in the no mitumbanga o dovakulunu, weto vakulunu o tate kulupamwe, o povadroku popia kokana, de eshingoto popi kokana, ongalo shongo taiko wi. So oto tu dengele ne, jimbrukono malayongo je, ikufa pongo jue peifengaha, utu dengele kono malayongo ji, onola nohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, ona tuvatatu, nonano, tuange ponke inu wakalunga, ilo matu wakalunga, ote kuya kula, no keka, opumo nevatelo, peifengaha.
Yeah, we are not telling them that, we are not saying to them that, the family meeting is not good. It's good.
Yes, Bishop.
But if the problem, it's a spiritual problem, the family meeting is not going to solve that problem.
It's not going to solve the problem.
So because, going back to the testimony again to Jolinta, so your mother would come and try to speak to you. What your mother would say to you again?
My mom would always tell me that I should put my studies first than my friends. And then I remember there was this time as well that she was trying to talk to me, but I became so stubborn that even if she's standing and talking to me, I would not even say a word. I would just look at her. There was a time that I even stopped talking to her. I think it was for a month. I was just in the house. I was not saying anything. I would go from school. I would come home. I would not say she would talk to me, but I would just pass by her. Like as in, we are not in the same house.
So what was going through your mind, Jolita? Why you were doing that? So 1 month, mm-hmm. I'm trying to imagine. 1 month in the house with your mom and you have siblings. Do you have siblings?
Yes.
Siblings?
Yes.
And 1 month and your mother would talk to you and you'd just ignore her.
Yes.
You'd not pay attention.
Yes.
What was going through your mind? I'll make her suffer. I'll show her that I don't listen to her. What was in your mind?
What was going in my mind is that she wants to control my life. I used to think that I am big now. I can live how I want. I'm no more a little girl and I can do whatever that I want. She cannot come and try to tell me what I should do. I have to live the way I want to live my life. Those are the thoughts that used to come in my mind.
Okay.
Yes.
And from there, what happened?
So from there, when I went to grade 10, I remember when we were writing our final exam, we would go and drink and then come to write the exam. And that led me to fail my grade 10. And when I failed my grade 10, my mom still did an effort to take me to NAMCOL so that I can upgrade my points. But due to the drinking, I failed again as well. I didn't add up to my points. By that time, she couldn't anymore afford to pay for my study because she had to take care also of my siblings. So now I was just at home doing nothing and just there. That's when I engage more in the life of partying and drinking and going out. There were weekends I would disappear from the house. Like on a Friday, I would go. And I'll come back on a Monday or I'll come back even the other weekend as well.
Would it be how long sometimes would spend maybe not only the weekend, but you spend a week out?
A week out of the house without saying anything to her.
And where would you be?
I would be with my friends.
In their places?
In their places. And sometimes I'll be with the boyfriends as well, just there with them at their house.
So, and your life was going like nowhere?
My life had no direction at all. And then at that time, I remember I got a job. When I got that job, I continued still with the drinking to the point that I used to go to work drunk. I would come back, before I go home, I would stop at the Shabin to drink and I'll go home maybe around 3 a.m. And there I'll only sleep an hour because I have to go back to work again. So it was like a cycle. It was a routine that I had. I would always do that. And then there was a time as well where I started to date this guy who introduced me to drugs. And then by that time, I started to use drugs. We started to smoke weed with this guy together as well.
Okay, before you continue. So we can see that the problem of Jolita, like the other testimonies as well we have here, mm-hmm. usually the problem, the suffering starts with the alcohol, with the drinking addiction. And one addiction brings
another addiction.
It's like a problem that is growing. So there are people listening to us right now like this. Maybe they thought, no, I'm just drinking for fun. I'm just going out with my friends. Like you said that sometimes you'd drink alcohol and go to write exams.
Yes. When I was writing my grade 10 final exam, would write exam and then we have like an hour of rest and then we have to write another subject. By that time, while we're supposed to be studying for another exam, we go out to drink and then we'll come back.
And what would be in your mind? Because usually students, they want to pass. Usually students, they want to do well in the exams because they think they will have a better future. But what was in your mind?
At this point, Bishop, I would go to school, go write the exam because of my mom, because I couldn't say no, I will not go write. So I was like, I'm just going to write even if I fail. I don't care at all. As long as I just go write. I remember there was an exam that I think I just wrote few answers and then I left the whole page open and then I just went home.
So you had this behavior of I don't care.
I don't care.
Whatever happens.
Whatever happens, I don't care.
You don't care.
Yes.
And there are people like that. There are people who have reached a point that they don't care anymore. For example, they don't think like this. Later we are going to ask if Jolinta thought of killing herself, but they think like this: you know what? I don't care anymore. I will drink until I die. Mm-hmm. For them, they're not going to, they don't think of committing suicide, but they think, I will drink until I drop dead. But God can take them out of this situation.
Mm-hmm. Unene tove o weli haluka why ami mi hakan ma yun yo why o netu ngash bishop ta popita ta tiku cha o shi akama shimwe o hashe to shi akama shipao no shi akama shipao o hashe to shi akama shipao o to o pi hauke kuri mi hakam mi hapi hapu o te te apash konga la munyo e o to ki monano kuri o henano na kuiwa to mono to lipula gucha ayo o adale ku moni kuna awe kapeno nada le lukumoni huna. Eshu wapumboku ni nga, okujimbruka kuchakalunga, otadrukulundulo nga la mwenyewe. Ngenge kapena, otadrukulundulo. By the way, nga la mwenyewe hidrukulundulo wako, no. Okalunga iketa drukulundula. Ngengo na adiladila kucha, nga la mwenyewe yandina yo, hayonda pungukala nayo. Ndetenge nepo nshichu nga la mwenyewe, okalunga otadrukulundula.
Yeah, you have to understand that there is a solution. Jolinta found a solution. That's why she's testifying. So you were telling us that now you had this other boyfriend.
Yes.
That now he introduced you to smoke weed.
Yes. Yes. I started to smoke weed with him because when he would go out with his friends, I'm always with him. So that's what made me also to start to smoke the weed as well with him. I remember that there was a time we broke up, but I still like went on with the weed because it was part of my lifestyle to smoke weed, to drink, to smoke cigarettes and partying. That was not my lifestyle. I felt like I cannot get out of this lifestyle. This is me. I'm going to remain like this forever.
Do you still remember the first time you were smoking?
Yes, I still remember.
And how did it happen? He said, no, try, because usually it's like this, oh, just try, you're not going to be addicted. It's do you remember the words?
Yes.
The words they used to convince you to smoke. What did they say?
Yes, I remember the words exactly, because when we would smoke, we would always go to a very far place because of the police, we would be afraid of the police. So I would sit there. At first, I would sit like on a distance with them, and then until they called me, no, come sit here with us. And then I was, no, just try. I would be afraid. I was like, no, I don't want. No, just try. It's not bad. It's really good. You will feel good. Like, you feel like you are in another world. That's what they used to tell me.
To make you like curious.
Yes.
To know the...
Yes.
The feeling, the sensation,
yes,
of being high.
Yes. And I wanted to see what happens if one smokes this. So that's what led me to smoke it.
Okay. And what happened, we already know. But what I want to ask you now is what happens after the effects of the smoking, after. How do you feel after? Because people, they drink alcohol, they get drunk, but after the alcohol is out of the body of their blood, the blood system, they feel down. What happens after you smoke, after some time?
So after some time, like especially the moments when I'm alone, there used to be thoughts that I am useless, that my life is not going to move. Because by then I would see some of my friends made it in life. They were studying and I was just at home. All I could do was just to drink and smoke. And that made me very depressed. I became very depressed. I used to feel low self-esteem. I used to look down on myself. And I used to tell myself that I'm never going to get out of this life. It's like I felt like I'm cursed. This is my life. There's no going out of this life.
Okay. And there are many people right now. We are talking to you now, those who think they are cursed. Because there are people that in their mind, it's over. Mm-hmm. They are alive. They are breathing. They are walking. They are breathing. They are alive. But for them, it's like they already gave up in life.
Yes.
But we are here to tell. That's the theme of this week, by the way. God will make all things new. And I'll prove that to you. We already proving through the testimony, because her life changed. Her life's a new life, Jolinta's life. But we are telling to those who are thinking they are cursed, God can make everything new for them.
Yes. Ungasho mbisho patati kucha, ha? Shina shano, nongalamonyi ajolinda kucha. Okui haluka tipula kucha, ha? Ongalamonyi ange ke inalari kalundruke. Eh, ongalamonyi ange, kashimbonda fingwa ikenga ha. Undina shike ukalandiri nga ha. Ongalamonyi ange ina ukalanga ha. Ahawe, kalunga tati kucha, ha? Otaningi inima aishe ikale ipe. Osho tadruyo na tango kuningo ngalamwenyoe ikale ipe. Nande ili ya ningo ngalamwenyoe ii. Uhiwete kuchoe ukapenyo ngalamwenyoe. Kalunga tadru kuningo ngalamwenyoe ipe. Shuda na washo kucha. Kalungo ngalamwenyoe tadru kuningi ipe. Weshu wapumbo kuninga. Itavela. Ndeto kufoma toko loyo ngalamwenyopo. Widro kuya. Njaku kalunga ye. Ei ninge ngashi ahala. Shashi kalungi nalo ngalamwenyoe ikale ngashiri. Ya. Shatano kwa halonga ono amoni huna akalele munga la mwenyoyo hii. Ya nyingoshi ya kanwa shoma blodu, shoma kaya, shoma pangwe. Ashike. Kalungo kwa halongu ningonga la mwenyoye ikale ipe.
Yeah, you can break this curse. You can overcome this curse. God can set you free. And that's why we're inviting you. Call now the toll-free number. 0800-22-3335. And include your name, the name of your family member or your friend in the prayer book. And have your bottle of water, have your glass of water ready. Because we're going to be praying for you. If you feel cursed, like Jolinta is saying, so you used to feel cursed.
Yes, I used to feel like I'm cursed. I used to feel like this is the life that was created for me. I'm never going to get out of it.
Would somebody say that to you or only... It would be only in your mind.
It was only in my mind. It was just thoughts, and these thoughts were very loud in my mind.
For how long you were addicted to weed, to drugs?
Bishop, I can say plus minus 5-6 years.
5-6 years. Yes. And how would you feed your addiction? So you said you found a job.
Yes.
And would you use your salary to pay for that? How are you feeding the addiction?
Yes, I would use my salary. Like when I get paid, I always know that I need to leave money for me to drink. But then what we used to do with my friends is that we would just go to a bar, and then we would always look for guys that look a bit, you know, like this one looks like he has money. And then at that night, we'll be there with him, flirting with him so that he can be able to buy for us the alcohol. Yes.
So you'd find like a boyfriend or somebody that could feed, could pay.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
So that was your life every week.
That was my life every weekend until it became every week.
Okay. And how did it affect you at work? Were you able to work well, or would you go to work like tired? How was it now affecting? So you stopped studying. You gave up your studies.
Yes. I gave up my studies. Because I saw that I'm not going to make it in school, so let me just give it all up.
So you started now working.
Yes.
Was it affecting now your work as well?
It was, because I would go to work drunk, and the whole day I would maybe even in the toilet just sleeping, or sometimes I would not even do anything at all. I would just come and sit the whole day at work, and then I'll go home.
And how was your relationship with your mother all those years?
All those years, because my mom used to come to the church and she would pray for me. So she would always come to my, because by the time I was renting as well on my own. So she would always come, and then she would always advise me, come back to the church. Your life can change. But these were just like, I would think like she would just want to make me feel good. My life will not change because she doesn't know what I'm going through.
So your mother was trying to help you?
My mother was trying to help me.
But it was difficult for you to accept.
Very difficult, Bishop.
Well, we're going to have a short break. And after that, she will speak about the worst moment and how is her life today. Of course, her life didn't change overnight. But the same way the problem started one day, also the solution starts one day. So don't go anywhere. Call the toll-free number. Include your name in the prayer book. 0800-22-333-5. We're going to be back after the short break.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Patrura ora dio yoye etiari netine. Pomwoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
Dear listener, the following show is a playback.
Yes, we are back. We are back, and I want to hear now from Jolinta. Was there a moment, Jolinta, you suffered a lot? We already heard how it started.
Yes, Bishop.
But was there a moment we always ask in the stop suffering? We always ask the worst moment. Because before you speak, because Pastor Festus, there are people that only when they reach the worst moment, when they reach the rock bottom, as we say in English, the rock bottom, the worst moment, is when they realize they have to change. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are listening to us right now, Paife.
Yes.
Did I say right?
Yes.
Paife. Right now, Paife, they're listening to us. And they are in this moment. But if they are in the worst moment, now's the time for them to turn to God.
Yes. Kashimbo to begin a pifenga, huh? Uneneto Bishop Patatikucha, Oba no hava kufongen da balong genge vetini my shio kakoi. Inotele ni my ninge yi. Ahawe. Ngengu wote ongamonyo kuchoyuka mowi. Kufombinga pifenga, ha? Paifenga, ha? Ove itave la kucha. Itave lo diringa ha. Ta. Ngengo wakuno mbuto. Wakuno mbuto. Kucho hei kwa tefimbo lifike peni. Shoyo kutele la ike kucha. Mbuto yo ino kuja momentu. So, natango ngenge no wete kucha. Uka anakoe. Oko. Takapitile musho. Toka yange ne membolo merika nungasha tukulo mbule kucha. Tumina. Tudengela. Opo tushange dinalo mkwane jimo woye. Longolike woye otapitile muju. Membolo merika no. Shama oshi ningi. Ove shoyo wakuno mbutonga ho. Itave la kucha. Opena okukala elunduruko. Esto tudengele mopife nga. Onomola yeto yongo ji. Onola. Ohetatu. Onola vavari. Ombali vavari. Nonatu vatatu. Nonano.
So if you find yourself in the worst moment, if you find yourself in the worst situation, that's the best time for you to turn yourself to God. When you are at the rock bottom and your family perhaps are not there for you, your friends perhaps are not there for you, because when people they have money, when people they have month end, especially month end, there are many friends month end. But during the month, they disappear.
They disappear.
They only appear month end.
Yes.
Because they know the person will have money to buy alcohol, to buy whatever. But the Lord Jesus is ready to help you any time of the month. Like now, we are mid-month. Many people, they are like alone, broke. Just wait for, yes, waiting for month end again.
Yes, Bishop. And the Lord Jesus is the best friend ever.
You will never leave.
You will never leave.
So, Jolinta, what was the worst moment, if you had a worst moment?
The worst moment was when now I became depressed. I became suicidal. I wanted to take my life because I saw that there is no way out of this life, so the only way is just for me to die in order to end all the pain that I'm going through. Because the more I tried to stop drinking, the more I got even worse. The more I started to, like, I want to stop smoking, the more I got even worse. There was a time I got sick in my throat because of the smoking. Because I would smoke like every second, every minute, I just want to smoke.
So you tried to stop by yourself?
Yes, I tried by myself. I tried, but I couldn't. I got even worse and worse.
So would you say like this, I'm stopping now, I'll never do it again, but then something happens and you...
Yes.
How was it? How did you try to stop?
I try to like, on if it's like already on a Friday, I'll tell myself that, okay, this weekend I'm not drinking. And then there would even be a point where I'll tell my friends, please don't call me, I'm not going to drink this weekend. But that will not be. I would be the one to go to them. I would be the one to look for the alcohol. I would be the one to want to smoke.
So in other words, you didn't have the strength to stop on your own.
I didn't at all, Bishop. I didn't have that strength at all.
So you were like depressed and suicidal.
I was suicidal as well. And there was a time as well for a couple of years, I used to suffer from the husband of the night. I used to suffer from this whereby I would literally see my blankets being pulled off at night as I'm sleeping. And this brought so much fear inside of me. And everything that I was going through, Bishop, I would never share it with my friends because I was afraid of being judged and I wanted to keep a profile. I wanted to everyone to see that I'm doing okay, I'm doing fine. But inside of me, I was dying each and every day.
And perhaps that's what's happening with you right now. Perhaps you are like trying to keep up with appearances.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they see them smiling, because usually when people, they are drinking alcohol or smoking, they smile, they laugh, but they are crying inside.
Mm-hmm. And this happened, Bishop, in the very young age. What was supposed to happen if she could not keep her life until now? In the young age, she suffered that way. Kashimba ovo oto shakene kumu omo juo ashakene kanale mangauli unshona. Ndepeifenga ushwete kesho ukakoi. Meme ilotate kufongatu de tuenge nepukalunga koe. Ongalamonyo yota druku ilundrula. Kapenashisha nyangana kue. Yes. Kapenashisha nyangana kukalunga. Okwatu wakucha kucha. Esha nyangana konu. Oshashamba kucha. Esha nyangana konu. Inashi nyangana kukalunga. Ongalamonyo yepika shimbo ya nyangana oa. Openo vanu vakenda balo kuku okukuhungo mwenyo, okukuyambidida, okukuvatela, okukutonkumo, okukukumeida. Ndela ashike, fione nangahu ngalamonyo yuka ashike kowi. Mbela ashike ngengu yanji kukalunga kwe.
Yeah. Call now the toll-free number, include your name in the prayer book. And now, as we always do, we are going to ask how Jolinta is today. But only on Thursday she will explain to us how her life changed. So Jolinta, now are you still drinking alcohol? Are you still like depending on smoking, drugs? Are you still suicidal? Or your life has changed? Who is Jolinta today?
Today, Bishop, I'm totally free from alcohol. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't party anymore. I don't have the boyfriends, neither one of the friends I had. Today, I'm a total new person. I'm a new person completely.
Okay, so how long now have you been free from the addictions?
I have been free now for 5 years. Five years. I'm free from alcohol and drugs and cigarettes. And the sleepless night as well, I'm free at... completely for 5 years now.
For 5 years.
Yes.
So you find, and where did you find this help? Where did you find this solution?
I found this solution in the church when I came back to the Universal Church. Because I remember at that time my mom was inviting me to come and receive the anointing oil. But then I said I'll just go to please her so that she stopped, because she was really on my case. So I was like, I'll just go that one day and I'll never go back again. But when I went that day, an assistant spoke to me, and for the first time I was open to her. I told her what was happening to me. I opened up to her, yes. And then I felt free. I felt like a burden was taken off me, and that gave me the strength to come back to the church in the next day.
So today you are totally free for 5 years.
For 5 years I'm totally free, Bishop.
Praise God for that. But you are going to explain to us Thursday how this changed.
Yes.
Okay, you just gave a little bit, but on Thursday. So those of you who are listening, Jolinta will be back on Thursday if God allows us. And she'll be sharing with all of us how her life was transformed. Thank you very much, Jolinta.
Yes, sure.
God bless you. Sure. And I would like to invite once again those of you who are listening to us to prepare. That's why we are challenging. There are people like Jolinta who have a problem with a husband of the night, a wife of the night. It's like something, Pastor Fels, come to pull the blanket. She said she saw something like pulling her blanket.
Yes.
And she was afraid, scared, and there are many people going through that. But if they pray with us, they will be set free.
Ove to kiri kano pamwe na shepei fenga ha kashimboto shake ni kujua fafana na wajulinda tatiku cha shama ashike taimondu da no kuri o whole day kene kumba fatali nan makokuye o shamane ufiku pamwe ufiku o whole kalu ufiku umbada watilanga shitatiku cha wakala numbada unene shamataka nangala shashi ishitaka shake ne kamu ufiku o shiju show tudenge lautale kono mola yetu yongo jonola no etatu ono lavavari ombali vavari no natu vatatu no nanu.
And I would like to share with you the Bible verse of tonight. Every program we share with you from the Holy Bible, from the Word of God, the verse we are talking about this week, God makes all things new. Just like God made everything new in the life of Jolinta, God can make everything new in your life. It says in the book of Revelation, I'm reading New King James Bible, book of Revelation chapter number 21, the last book in the Bible, verse number 5. It says, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. I'll read it again. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He sits on the throne. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He said, behold, I make all things new. Today, the life of Jolinta is a new life. And you want a new life. But for the person to have the new life, Konja, for the person who to have a new life, first of all, they have to give up the old life. Yes. They cannot have the new life if they are still holding on to the old life. So Jolinta had to give up. Of course, she had to use her faith, and it was not like overnight. She's gonna share with us on Thursdays, but the person has to make a decision to give up the old life so that they can have a new life.
Wapungwa kuninge tokolo wefe pwe ikulu opwe ipe yuyemu. Even when what I'm saying here, Bishop, is that even when we are entering in a new year, we have to leave behind the old one. In everything in life, for the new one to come, we need to let go of. We can't have two life. We have only one life, and God wants to make a new one. So the person must make a decision to let go of the old one.
Exactly. And we're going to open now the lines. Those of you who want to speak to us live now, the toll-free number is still there. You can call. We're not going to be able to speak to everybody live, but you need help. You need help. You want a new life. Call now 083-2888-401. 083. We are live. We're speaking live from the studios of Eagle FM here in Vinduk. But you can call from anywhere in the country, 083-2888-401. That's the number for Eagle FM, for you to speak to us live here on air. Those who want a new life,
yes, Bishop.
Those who want to start a new life, they have to make a decision. New life starts with a decision.
Yes. Ove uahalo, ungash Bishop atapopi kucha, tualesha kucha, omibiro teiti kucha. Kalunga, ohayanje, ohaningo ini maishe ikale ipe. So, ohalo ngala mwenyo ipe, ungala mwenye ipe ngengo halo ungala mwenye ipe ungala mwenye inyikulu oti kuplash kashimboto ti kucho andi kuplash nga helipi ngengo ndakenda bala nale kushitopa koni mayoma yo makumandi ti kuchitandi nane vali tandinu vali onge ipi hata shikadula kuningwa openo njila onjilo kalunga peife ngasha shikucha yesho kwati kuchanye ava hampulikine kenjo vodange onyo valongwa vange shirino tanka shivo shirino shite imu mangulula ototu dengelene peife nga hamo apa mo programamu konola ohetatu onatu ombali ohetatu veli vatatu oneno nola noimu.
Yeah, they can call now 083-2888-4012 to speak to us live. You who want a new life, you are tired, perhaps you are suffering with spiritual attacks at night, just like Jolinta. There are many people that at night it's like things get worse. Because during the day, what happens during the day? During the day, they are busy. They're busy working, they're busy studying, they're busy cleaning the house or cooking. During the day, usually we are busy with things. I think we're going to have a break now, but they can still call 083-2888-401. We're going to continue speaking after the short break.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes. We are back. So, there are many people who are struggling at night. So during the day, because people, they are busy, they forget, they get distracted. But when the night comes, that's a most difficult time. But if they can pray with us, they will sleep well and God give them strength.
Takutuwa kuchwa, openava hapu, ufya, shonte yotolongo, upsa kadzio, hauka napu, hafa hauka, marangengu ufi kuwawea. Ununumbada. No kuyege mundu dayoveni. Watilashike. Ununumbada. Mara nina peifenga hashtua. Atukari kana peifenga. Tudengira mo studio. Onola. Oetatu. Onatu. Nombali. Oetatu watatu. None. Nonola. Noimu. Tudengira. Nenu ufi kuonena. Una kukofa nawa. Ovo watila kukofa. I'm telling those who are afraid to sleep. Because there are people who are afraid even to go to bed, Bishop. When it's night time, the fear come. During the day, they are fine. But when it's coming night, they are afraid to go to bed. I'm telling them, I'm challenging them to call now. Because tonight, they are going to sleep very well.
Yeah, they can call and they can also pray with us. They can also pray with us. Many people, as we always say here, they ask, but how this thing of the water works? Because they always tell, they will pray for the water, have a glass of water ready. They ask how this thing of the water works. Please explain to them, Pastor, how the prayer with the bottle of water works.
Oh, shashangwa kucha, ungashungo vanu bishop atati kucha anu vapo avipula kucha, ungali pitashikalonga ngenge oha talombole nge njilongi kidoka kopika nge komeva, njilongi kidoka kwa kende kange komeva.
Sorry, Paul, I think we have a caller, please.
Unde nyo mga toke lopo nao, ha? Memo ta denge kuja pen ne dina lawe liye?
Tulonga nangula.
Tulonga?
Nangula.
Okay. O hatu kuiri kane ne kumbinga ashike kongulo shione na? Onjo te kucho ulipo kukule no funa wilo pa mola diyo pa mwea patruka?
Ae.
Okay. O evate lola shiko wapu mbwa? Okay. Edina mimi wewe putun tremembo lo Amerika no o lielie. Okay. Uju ta shakene ke mumbola o ashike? Eh?
Yakofa.
O ihakofu fiku. Okay. Longi kidutana kwa kupiko kwa meva o poneke hulo program ayo atuka ningo Amerika. O vetu longi feita velo loe. Ewa.
Yes, so as we were trying to explain, how does the prayer with the water works? Because sometimes people, they don't understand So how does it work? And you can call 083-2888-401. How the pray with the water works.
Hano omevao shashamba mombi belita kutua kucha. Kalunga tati kucha. Nye ava hampulikine kwame ava muitavelange. Ohandika ambeko meva eni. Ohandika ambeko omboloto eni. No meva. Ohandika kufa momuye hamae shemo katikeni. So omevao shashamba mombi beli. So omevao hatu irika nenengashi kalunga shipula. Kucha na eshipula shina shano meva. Opo, akufe momu ye hama eshino mo. Jue li munga na mwenyewe, opaitavelo.
Yeah, it's by faith.
It's by faith.
And by faith in the word of God. Because it's written in Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25. God promised to bless our bread and our water.
Yes.
It's biblical. So sometimes people, they say, oh, pray for the water, pray for the water. But we are doing what's written in the Bible.
Atunige shashangwa mumbi beri. Shasho shashangwa. Kucha mwekso duso milongo mbarinana tu. Overiso milongo mbarinana no. Toduru kulesha. Shashangwa. Kalunga tati. Oandi ya mbeke omeaeni. Ita tuningini maya tusheveni. Atuningini maya shangwa. What I'm saying is, we are not doing our own thing. We are doing what is written, Bishop. Is written. And what we are doing now, we are going to do the word of God. And when we bless this water and they drink, we declare that tonight they are going to sleep. Nena una kukofa.
It's a challenge. If they are going to drink the water and nothing happens, they don't need to do it again.
Yes, Bishop.
If they don't see an improvement. But we are sure, we are challenging them. Some people, they are even in pain.
Mm.
They are in pain. They have body, like stomach ache, headache. But if they can pray with us by faith, even that pain will go away. Because it's written in the Bible.
Yes, Bishop. So, Eri Eshongo, unene tove pamwe mo pefenga ha, o udite nando kuryo medimo, o tove lonpe, o unapa udite, o kudite na wa mwenye nyo, menilon tima wa mwenye, on tima wa hana ukila. So, Eshongo, kuchangengo wa mwemeva ha, ndenga pena shisha ni ngwapo. So, inopunga hali kupikina no kola diyo kuno kuliko kumbinga Amerika metuka.
Yeah, they have nothing to lose.
Yes, Bishop.
Because when people, they go to the doctors, to the hospital, I'm talking about the medical doctor, the GP, the hospital. The doctor will tell the person, take this medication, take this pill, take this tablet. And the person will just obey.
Yes.
Without questioning. Because she said, no, it's the word of the doctor, from the medical doctor, which we pray for them, we respect them, they studied, they know what they are doing. But above the word of the doctor, it is the word of God.
Komba da takuchua ngengo wa ikundokoto la peifenga. Ndiye ndokoto la tegupo miti tati ninganga nonga. Toshi ningi, shashi oshaja kundokoto la. No shafafa no shaja kukalunga. Kalunga ye mwene, dira ne kalunga. Uri komba da ya ishe. Umuwashi kembela ngenge hatu ningeisha ndokotola. Ita hatu durugu ningeisha karunga. Shashikarunga ngenge handokotola tashilongo. Shakarunga tashilongo unene. What I'm saying is the Bishop that if the word of the doctor can be done and he can work, what about the word of God, the creator of all? It will work even much better.
Yeah, that's why we are challenging you. You are desperate. Perhaps you have been thinking of committing suicide. Perhaps you have been thinking of taking your life. Don't do that. Give God an opportunity for your life to change. We are going to go now for the moment of prayer. We have here the bottle of water. You can have your bottle of water, your glass of water. And I'm sure God will bless your life. Pastor Festus will start the prayer and I will bless your water. Let us pray. Let us talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Kalunga kange medina la Yesus Christus. Efimbwe ilo meilika no kalunga kange pea. Meholo ke poloe. Oku ilika na kuove kalunga kange. ove o ihonyengwa kushia no vanu voe oshwana shoe kalunga kangesh ve kuri nekelela american ma apa veri opove to druku fika po nonande she itatu druku fika po ashikom no eli meita velo mo peitenga ha akundu kilo la dia e no vakwane dimo vae pamwe tava shakene komo jueli no kulili hano una pomo ujuo kalunga kange me pradishe danyata eme po doma fingo eme po doma ulodi eme po doma piko wa mangwa jamo mengala mwenye davo medu na laisu shikrisus kalungo handi anjo ushuwana shoye momake oe osho se tupuriki na apa meitave lo kalunga kange longi nene longa yoe mengala mwenye davo na apa velipe kulinekele na nashiveshi kulinekele la kalunga kange shininga medu na laisu shikrisu andirikana.
Yes, Father, we pray for this water right now. Because, my God, they will be drinking this water blessed in Jesus' name. We told them, my Lord, that they will drink and they will sleep well because of your word. Your word that is above every word. So, my God, set them free. We rebuke the evil spirits that come to disturb at night. The spirit of witchcraft, of bad luck, of suffering. Get out. Get out of their lives in Jesus Christ's name. And we declare this water blessed and anointed by your power. Amen. Drink now the blessed water with faith. Tate kalunga nemunya back. You are blessed now. And you're going to sleep well tonight. You're going to have a blessed night of sleep. And tomorrow, how do you say tomorrow?
Mongula.
Mongula. Mongula, you're going to wake up strong, Mongula. You're going to wake up with strength for you to start a new life. It's not going to change everything just one day, but it's the first step. The first step. And talking about the first step, you can take the first step to visit the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God here in Namibia. Just like Jolinta, her mother, her mom. Her mom was inviting her for some time, right, Pastor?
Yes, Bishop.
The mother came first.
Yes, Bishop.
And she was refusing.
She was refusing.
Yeah, but one day she made the decision to give the first step.
Yes, Bishop. And there, Esha Ning Okucha, Jolinta Tatukucha, Okwari Hashiwak Memoae, Nerokwari Shan. If you ungatiotetto akufa, Okuya Kongeleka Talenge Pamwe, Oku defake now, Memoae, Okwamon Elundruko, Elundruko Ramona, Inalin Ningashuneko Nimavarika, Shashokwamon Takalung, Oveonave, Oto Druku Kufongatu. Kucho mungula itepse shukundunga ha to ikesha pape nongeleka Universal Church.
And you can call the toll-free number of the church 0800-22-3435. The number will not stop. 0800-22-3435 is 24/7. It never stops. You can call any time of day or night. And the doors of the Universal Church are open. We are going to give now the addresses. The pastors who are here in the studio with us in Vinduk. In our Cathedral of Faith, 32 Independence Avenue, Os Pamplats, here, Vinduk CBD. The services tomorrow are 7 and 10 in the morning, 12, lunchtime, 3 p.m., and the main service at 6 p.m. in Greenwell.
Mo Greenwell, oturi mo Daniel Street, po pepi, no ka polisi, e kumalo lipola kula, ungeleka yu lipoya kula po kombinga inya yo ka polisi, opototu hango opo, elongelo kalongale tu mongula, otali tameke po hamano yungule inene, otunalo po longo, nopo natu, nopo hamano yoko matango, ole elongelo kalongale tu inene.
Okuriangava.
In Okuriangava, Bishop, we are in on Dodo Street, Stop and Pray, opposite ShopRite Yusef. You can find the first service at 7 o'clock in the morning, followed by 10, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
In Katutura.
Yes, Bishop, we are in Richard Komohuka Street where it meets Independence Avenue. We are there at 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 p.m.
The whole day. Né? And we have here tonight the pastor from Swakop. In Swakop.
Yes, Bishop, evening, Bishop. In Swakop, we are at Malta Park, Nelson Mandela Avenue, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., Bishop.
So you can visit our church in Ondangwa, in Oshakat. Call the toll-free number. They'll give you the address of our church in Ondangwa, Oshakat, Otapi, Enana, Oshikango,
Omthia,
yeah. And you require the nearest address. You don't have time for all of them. Tatekalunga Nemunya back. Thursday, we are going to be back with the Stop Suffering. Good night.
estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneka Karunga, African Sanfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envie um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity. Oh.